At the end of Parshas Vayera, of course, we have the Akedah, one of the most significant events in Jewish history. And throughout the ages, Rishonim, Achronim, Mefarshim, scholars have all tried to figure out and understand why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to impose this level Nisayon on Avram Avinu. And whether it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says it was the wake of his failure to offer a Thanksgiving, a Karban after Yitzhak's birth, whether it was the treaty with Avimelech that he makes that he should not have made, there are many that offer different suggestions as to why, what was the purpose, the need for Avraham Avinu, what level did he come to afterwards that now he surpassed the next challenge. But Rav Yehuda Mital, the greatest yeshiva of the Gush, suggested that the test of the Akedah was necessary to demonstrate the possibility of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of an invisible, intangible Ribono Shel Olam with such devotion. Meaning, although paganism, which was very, very prominent at the time, makes no sense and seems to not be very real, but for a person to be able to see something tangible in front of them that they could dive into, pray to, whether or not that thing, that object is listening, talking, responding in any way, but it's there. There's a tangible quality of idols, as opposed to this notion that Avraham Avinu was spreading of monotheism, not just of monotheism, but of a non-physical Ribono Shel Olam. And that helped fuel the pagans' passion that they were right. They would say, so to speak, how far would you go, Avraham Avinu? How much fervor, how much devotion, how much commitment do you have to serve this invisible God? This is the question that arose. Can you truly be committed to such a being? How far would you go to please such a God? The test of the Akedah, says of Amital, was necessary to prove to everyone into the world that a person can serve the Ribono Shel Olam unconditionally. That even though we believe in an HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has no physical attributes, part of our animamins are based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf, doesn't have a body. And yet, even though we can't see and we can't hear, smell, or touch our Ribono Shel Olam, we will live and we will die in submission of His will. That, says of Amital, is the great message of Akedas Yitzchak, the lesson that established the validity of Avram's emunah and that level of commitment to what it means that we engender throughout the years. And I think this is so vitally, vitally important as we are seeing today, the tremendous Mesiras Nefesh that has been happening around the world. The Mesiras Nefesh of Chayalim devoted to Ribono Shel Olam. What the Akedah was when Avraham Avinu does it is what we are seeing and witnessing in real time, in our real lives. This level of emunah, of bitachon, of a devotion to this Ribono Shel Olam. So while Avram does it way back, we live it today, we see it today. And it's a proof to the world. It's what Avram tried to do, we continue to do. That commitment, that level of dedication.